My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be with you tonight, folks. Monday evening, a beautiful day here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho. And I'll tell you what, this is just fantastic. I'm in here volunteering my time every day and haven't been getting out much into this wonderful fall season here with the sun shining bright and the temperatures being about 70 degrees today, I guess. Leaves are starting to turn up here and looking forward to our winter. However, I'm not going to be here for all of the winter, which I really don't like, because I enjoy the winter up here. It's mild in our area in the Clearwater Valley. We have pleasant winters, a little bit of snow, not too much, and a lot of great people up here that we live with in our 11 Christian constitutional communities. And so happy to be with you tonight and bringing to your attention some of the things that are going on. By the way, don't forget, I guess I was wrong the other day when I told you that it would be the 20th that we would be going off shortwave. Well, going off and hopefully coming back on, because we'd asked for some donations to prepay for this new program on 50-50 shortwave. All right, 50-50 is the number. But I guess it's the 21st. It's Friday the 21st. Let me look on the calendar here. Yes, it sure is. That will be off shortwave on the Officer Jack McLam program, unless we get a few donations in here to prepay our new program on 50-50 shortwave. And so I would continue to ask folks to consider, if you're listening to shortwave, care about shortwave and the Officer Jack McLam program, to send us a donation in here to Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's easy to do, folks. You can call and tell them at 800-724-2719 is the main office number. That's 800-724-2719. And we also have the address we could give you when we come back after the first break here. And so we can continue on and not lose some days on shortwave. That would be a real blessing if you could help us out. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Going to talk about the CIA's new internal program, National Clandestine Services for Americans. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Off the Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains, coming to you today from our 2 military and police headquarters. And we see the report here by Associated Press. Just looking at it, I heard about it on the weekend that we lost 5 more soldiers over the weekend. A Marine died during voting, and 5 Army soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb during Iraqi's constitutional referendum. And anyway, absolutely tragic that this is still going on over there, folks. But you know how I feel about it. Just breaks my heart when I see these numbers continue to go up and up and up of our brothers and sisters that are out there serving no American benefit whatsoever and losing their lives. Upsets me, too, because my son's going back in a couple months on his second tour. So anyway, let's talk about things positive, folks. Something very positive have happened to me today. I've been chasing a woman. Yes, I have. My wife's not here today, so I can say that. But I've been chasing a very elusive woman, and that's Debbie Morrow at New Millennium Concepts. She is one of the most busiest women on the face of the earth, and I've been chasing her, trying to get a hold of her to get her on the program, and finally we have Debbie here. Debbie, we missed you, my dear. You're hard to get a hold of.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It's been really, really busy here.
That's what I've heard from everybody.
Yeah, you know, with one tsunami and two hurricanes, you know.
Yeah.
It's all we can do sometimes to keep things going around here.
Yeah, I heard you're overworked and underpaid. Is that true?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, I have lots of energy, so I'm pretty good. I don't think I'm overworked yet. And
well,
in fact,
back with us.
Yeah.
Happy back with us, my dear.
Thanks.
So tell us what's going on. Give us your wonderful blessing to more households that are listening today to get some good, healthy water. And tell us what you can do for us, Debbie.
Well, you know, we have the Berkey water bottles and the Berkey sport bottles and the gravity filters and the purification elements. And for you customers who don't have one yet or aren't familiar with what they are, it's just so really important to get on our website or give me a call and have me send you literature or tell you about it so that you can get the best possible drinking water available to you in your home. I was at the grocery store the other day, and a gentleman that I've run into at different city events where I live had a basket full of gallon-size empty bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He was standing at the Culligan machine, you know, filling them up with water. And I was like, why are you doing that? You know, and I, you know, started talking to him about, you know, the Berkey water bottle and our systems and things, you know. And it's just that Berkey filter systems really do work, and we certainly don't need to be lugging, you know, dirty water bottles to the grocery store to fill them up with dirty water so that we can think that we're doing good, you know?
I know. You're not getting the good water that we're getting out of our Berkeys, are you, when you're in there with the Culligan or with the bottled water? And who knows where all these bottles of water come from or what's in them.
Absolutely. And the thing is, exactly, what's in them. I mean, that's what I said to this guy. You know, I said, if nothing else, I said, I know that I don't live in a purely sterile environment myself, and so I don't even know how you would know that the bottles you're putting the water in, you know, are clean and how long that water would stay clean. But in addition to that, you don't know, like at night when the store is closed, what crawls up in there to get water. I mean, we're in a drought.
Good point.
So there's all kinds of little critters looking for water at night, I'm sure. So, you know, I'd like to see everybody have a Berkey water filter in their home and be self-sustained, because you really are taking your health into your own hands by having a water filter made, you know, a Berkey.
Well, that's a good point, my dear. I've got a little critter running around my house, and my wife's very upset. It's a little mouse, and he gets in everything at night. And I've set a trap for him. Haven't caught him yet.
Oh.
So it does make me think about those water bottles sitting everywhere and what's crawling around them. There's things smaller than that, but guess what? That little critter can't get in my Berkey.
Yeah, that's right.
He can't get in there.
That's right. They cannot get in your Berkey. We had the other day, Saturday morning, before light, my dog was barking and barking, you know, and I was like, shh, stop, your baby next door, you're going to wake it up, go to sleep. Yeah. And so finally I brought him in, you know, so he quit barking, and I looked out the door, and in the little tree I saw a cat, and I thought, well, no wonder, he's barking at a cat, you know.
Right.
Well, in the morning I went outside when it got to be light out, and I looked, and the cat was still in the tree, and I thought, oh, that poor little thing is probably so scared to come down. I'll go get some cat food, you know, and entice it down so it'll go home. And I looked, and it wasn't a cat, it was a raccoon.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, oh, look, it was so cute. Because, you know, I live in the city, so I don't get very many cute things like that.
That's right. You don't get a lot of raccoons in the city.
No. So it was so neat. And I was like, oh, but it was gone later. So I must have gotten the courage to get down.
Good.
But, you know, really and truly, back to the Berkey water filters, you know, our gravity water filters take out the pathogens to a non-detectable level, which actually set a new standard in the water filter industry for purification. It used to be that it was considered pure when it was 99.99%, you know, which meant that, you know, you might have little dead things floating around in there.
Yeah.
But now, with the new standard with the black Berkey purification elements, it absolutely takes them out completely.
Oh, that's good to know. That's really good to know, my dear.
It really is an amazing thing.
Well, you're certainly doing a lot of good work for a lot of people. I like fresh water. My goodness, I probably drink a gallon a day, if not more. And it's just wonderful to know that you're drinking good water. We need water. We're, doctors continue to say that we're most all of us are dehydrated. We don't get enough. But, boy, I'll tell you, my wife and I, she was feeling a little better from her cancer treatment yesterday, so we went down to dinner, and we got some water put on her table, and my goodness gracious, you could taste the chlorine, and you could taste just something in there. And so she whipped out her bottle that we filled, you know, from our good water here at home, and asked for some glass ice, but then again, you know, what's the ice made out of? But we did the best we can, but at home we know with the Berkey that we're getting the very best we can get. And so thank you so much for our Berkey here and our friends that have them too in the area, Debbie. And so what kind of a deal you have for us today? How can the people get a hold of you and what can they get from you?
Well, they can reach me at, of course, www.berkeywater.com if they want to order on the internet.
Okay.
And to be absolutely sure, if they do, to include in there that they heard it on Jack McLam's show, so that we will include a free gift with their order. We were doing the Berkey sport bottles for a really long time.
Yeah.
But we've run out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be getting more in, but we're in such a big back order situation right now with them that instead of offering those for the freebie, we're offering either a bottle of potassium iodate or an auxiliary battery adapter if they get the Berkey light with the lights and potassium iodate.
All right.
Yeah.
I've still got to get my Berkey sport bottle from you, so I'm happy you told me because I still want to get a couple of those from you.
Yeah, and when they come in, boy, it's a good thing to order them because talking about your wife at the restaurant, a lot of our customers take their Berkey sport bottles out with them to restaurants and things, and that way you can just put ice right in the bottle and just drink it just like you drink water out of a straw.
Well, that's neat. I'll tell her that. Yeah, we need to pick up a couple of those. How long before you think you'll have them back here?
We're supposed to get them in like about a week.
Okay.
They've just been back ordered for about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, with the hurricanes and everything. We just totally ran out, and we had to get more, and they have to do the making of them, but the Berkey sport bottles are just absolutely wonderful to take with you on the go. I know Saturday, have I ever told you that I'm a professional clown? Or your public?
No, I think you mentioned something about doing some clowning one time.
Yeah.
I thought you were kidding.
I do.
But you're a professional clown.
I really do clown. Yeah, I'm a professional clown, and, you know, and so Saturday, my church was having their little event for the neighborhood. We live, our church is in kind of a lower income neighborhood, and we were doing a free thing. And so I was doing face painting. And so I had my Berkey sport bottle, and I was out there all day, and it was like, you know, 95. It was actually cooler than normal.
we
had a cold front come in. And so I had my Berkey sport bottle, and it was just so convenient to just fill it up with water and drink it. And then, you know, you can always get some water from somebody to refill it, you know.
True.
So it's so great to know that you can do that. I would never, ever in a million years drink out of a water fountain, ever.
Wow.
I can't imagine.
It does give you the creeps.
Oh,
yeah. You don't have any other place to get water. I've done it. But, boy, it does give you kind of a creepy feeling.
Oh, I know.
Your sport bottle with you, and you don't have to do that, right?
That's right. That's right. You can just fill up with your Berkey.
Okay. Well, listen, Debbie, hang on just a minute. We'll be back if you can. And I want you to give out those numbers again
and
whatever you want to say because This is so important, folks, to every family to be prepared for the future, but at the same time right now, to be having healthy water to take in and make your life healthier. And we have it available through Debbie Morrow and New Millennium Concept. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back with Debbie Morrow. Debbie, this just came in across my desk. Yesterday, Donald Rumsfeld was giving a president his daily briefing, and he concluded by saying, "Mr. President, yesterday, 3 Brazilian soldiers were killed in an accident." The president exclaimed, "Oh, no, that's terrible." He said, and his staff was stunned at his display of emotions and watching the president sit head in his hands. Finally, the president looks up and says, "Just how many is a Brazilian?"
I got that email yesterday, too.
That's right. Well, we can tell the listeners out there that there is not going to be even one little critter in your water, not nearly a Brazilian, like in all the other water out there. Right, Debbie?
Oh, that's right.
There won't even be one little critter in your water when we get done with you. Okay, Debbie, tell us how to get this wonderful product of yours that's making us all healthier.
Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or you can go to berkeywater.com. and spelled BERKEYWATER.com.
Okay.
And just give us a call, and we'll be glad to, you know, go over it. And we're here to answer any questions and take your orders and see if we can't get you the best water filter available.
Okay. Well, doggone, Debbie, it's good to hear from you, my dear. I'm glad things are going well, and a lot of people out around the nation are getting this healthy little item into their home and into their lives, because we need to look at our health. And the best way to start with first is water.
Yes, and I was talking to a doctor today. As a matter of fact, he's one of our dealers. You know, he sells Berkey's at his practice. He was talking about how one of the main things that people have wrong with them is that they're dehydrated and don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're never supposed to be thirsty. That's something I heard a long time ago, that you're not supposed to be thirsty, because if you're hydrated, and if you have like bone problems with your spine and with your knees and things like that, a lot of time it's because you're dehydrated.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being there for us, Debbie, and I'm happy that you called us today and we were able to have you on, and we look forward to talking to you again. And once again, thanks for what you're doing for all of us.
Thank you.
The people there you work with, too. We appreciate them very much.
Oh, I will, and I'll try and be better at being on more often if you want me. Just get a hold of me.
Sounds good, my dear.
Thank you.
I know you're out there working and doing a lot of good, so that makes me feel good, but we miss you around here, so it's good to hear from you more often.
Thank you.
All right. Lord bless you.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, sweet lady. Yep. I couldn't help that Brazilian one. Three Brazilian soldiers were killed in an accident. Bush says, just how many is a Brazilian? Pretty cute, pretty cute. He probably really said that, you know. Okay, folks, listen, before Debbie came on, I was telling you that we've got a change coming up here, and it's a good change. It's a good change that we're going to a different shortwave program, and all I know is the number's 50-50, okay? It happened the 21st, but to get over there, I understand we've got to prepay, all right? And we just don't have the money right now. Now, Debbie just came on, and when you buy your Berkey water filters, then they give a little money to pay for our shortwave bill here, okay? But that takes a couple weeks to work that system through. So if you can help us out, help us prepay that bill so we can switch right over and we don't have to drop any days, okay? Monday morning, hopefully we'll be kicking back on 50-50 shortwave instead of the one we're on right now that'll end on the 21st of October. So if you can write to us and send a little money in an envelope to us, we appreciate it. Just send it to RBN, okay, RBN, 1015 South Mays, and that's M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, it's easier just put RBN, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And with your help, we'll have a smooth transition and continue to reach more and more people out there and awaken them to the fact that we need people to get out and stand up and join us at saying no to a lot of things going on today. Like we talk about on this program and on RBN in general, on all the programs that we need to be involved in. For example, and we thank all of you, too, for keeping us up on things going on out there. We get a lot of comments from police and soldiers, but also many, many comments from the private sector out there. And we've got so many good supporters and friends here at our two police and military associations. And one is Valerie up in Canada. And she just sent us a reminder. It kind of jogs our memory about how many foreign troops are in the United States, folks. And I'll share Valerie's note to us when we get back from Canada. And talk a little bit about all the foreign troops that are in America and also just across the border. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we want to open the phone lines up here in just a little bit. I guess it'd be time to do it, or we're not going to get it done, okay? So if you'd like to call in tonight, please feel free to do so. I believe we'll have open phones again tomorrow night, but then on Wednesday we have a guest, I believe. I'll have to check with my assistant and see on the calendar, but if my memory serves, I think that's true. But if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about any issue you desire or ask a question, please call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to get back to our dear supporter and wonderful patriot in Canada who's fighting the evils there as she fought in America as an American citizen. Valerie sends us this note and reminds us here at our two police and military associations, although it's pretty hard not to be reminded of all the foreign troops on our military bases here in the United States. Serious and urgent three times. She says here that Americans persecuted in Canada because Russian tactics are being used up there. Well, what she mean about this? She says that they lost her papers three times. She had two applications to two unrelated agencies after taking weeks to fill out with many, many forms attached. We're simply lost, and now I'm supposed to fill them all out again. The third government agency for my permanent residency card. She's moved up there. Signed by a law enforcement official I've known for 21 years, was simply lost, and I have to pay to do it all over again. She says, three things simply lost in 2 weeks, she believes is Russian tactics. She says here, in our neighborhood, Russian officers can be seen jogging at certain times of the day, while I now have more Russian neighbors in this area than I know what to do with. One recently got on an elevator with me and answered his cell phone with a Russian accent very easily to detect. And he called himself Canadian Tom here. He says Canadian Tom here. So evidently he's got a code name for himself up there. Only one has to do is canvass for a nonprofit organization to become more aware of many Russians now here in Edmonton. And already to manage upcoming crises in America their way. So, anyway, Valerie is one of many, 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 I can't tell you how many people we've heard from in the last 15 years, folks, that talk about seeing, hearing from neighbors, even from sheriff's departments, sheriffs themselves, sheriff's deputies along the borders, who have met with groups of foreign soldiers across the border. All kinds of foreign soldiers, Chinese, Lithuanian, Russian, and so forth. And all over the last 15 years, we've heard of so many foreign troops across the border. And some of the sheriff's departments have proclaimed that they've seen foreign military vehicles across the border, not Mexican, not Canadian. So we truly know that Valerie is probably correct, because for some reason we're having a buildup of foreign troops, not Canadian, not Mexican, across our southern border and northern border. We want to thank Valerie for reminding us, I want you to know, folks, that we've also heard from military people over the last 15 years about all the foreign troops on the bases here in the United States. And I've told you before that when they inquire about all these foreign troops on the bases they work on themselves as military people, they're told that they're here on training status. But the officers we've heard from and the enlisted men and women we've heard from over the years say there's a difference today. They're not on temporary training missions here, as they've been for years and years, decades here. We've trained foreign troops on our bases temporarily, but they're here permanently assigned to the bases now. So a lot of this going on. Thank you, Valerie, for bringing that to our attention again. Okay, Paul, who is it on the phone? Rich in Pennsylvania. Rich, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Jack. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for fighting that filthy, satanic New World Order.
Well, my pleasure.
You know, I sent you some song lyrics. I hope you enjoyed them. You know, Hey Uncle Sam, Revolution, that junk like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
What I called about is, you know, I was scrolling through your site there, and I seen, it says since Baby Bush has been sworn in, the Constitution has been violated in almost every conceivable manner.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of ironic that, you know, our sons and daughters over that filthy war over there, that Bush-made war, the New World Order war, fighting, and what do they have? They're voting on a referendum for a constitution. I mean, we don't even follow our constitution in this country. They ripped it apart, the Bill of Rights. They stepped all over it. And our blood of our sons and daughters is over in Iraq fighting for their constitution. That don't make sense, Jack.
Doesn't make sense, Rich, does it? Well, it's a fraud, you know that. You know, this is a controlled election over there.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, how could they control it? Folks, my goodness gracious, you're in a third world nation, and they control our elections here, Rich.
Exactly.
So why couldn't they control it over there? I mean,
right.
Many, many ways. We could do a whole show on how they control the outcome of elections over there, just using the example how they control ours here.
A good point.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, yours more too, Rich. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right, Jack. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye now. Yes, folks, it is. You could laugh if it wasn't so horribly serious with us losing our brothers and sisters every week over there, every day. By the way, we continue to hear from soldiers that we're not being told the truth about the numbers who have died. You know, we're recruiting a lot of illegal aliens. Bush has just thousands and thousands of illegal aliens and sending them over there. A lot of them were taken out of jail after they served a little time for some infraction, and they sent them in the military over there. And when they're killed, of course, they're not even recorded. They're not. We don't have any idea how many illegal aliens have been killed. Finally, well, I won't say that. That'd be kind of nasty for me to say that. But anyway, and those that are not Americans also, if they're serving in our military and they're not Americans, they are also are not recorded. And again, we've heard from other soldiers that have served in the emergency services over there as flight ops flying our wounded in and out of the country over there, over to Germany to get treatment, that if a soldier is blown up and lost a couple limbs or is seriously injured, and he gets on that plane, they bring him and haul him on the plane on a stretcher, and he dies there on the plane. He's not counted as a dead. And so our number of almost 2,000 now who have died is just really just the beginning of what the true figures are over there. And not including the folks, the thousands who have been killed by us that are non-combatants over there and are killed all the time. I heard just yesterday again on the news, in passing, that they had blown up some of these, what they call insurgents, and a lot of women and children were killed. Okay, so as we've said, and we know here at our two police and military associations, that's what makes these revolutionaries, folks. You go in and invade a person's land, and that'll make them a certain amount angry, you know, when you do that and enslave them and pull guns on them and kick the doors of their houses in. But you kill their women and children, and let me tell you, you got a rebel there that's ready to kill. Just like I read you 2 days ago, well, on Friday, the little girl whose father was snatched up by our government, held in one of the prison camps there for 10 months without any charges brought against him, and they saw him 3 weeks before he was found dead with a blunt trauma to his head, this doctor. And she promises to kill Americans. She said, "I hate you," and this is his young daughter. And she's now totally against us and says she's going to get revenge against us. So it's just sad, folks, that the more we're there, the more we're blowing up and bombing things and setting up these phony elections. Now we have a phony show trial coming up of Saddam Hussein. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I'm sorry, I was talking, Paul. Who is it? Rick in California. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thank you, brother. I'd like to set the record straight with the previous caller. It's not President Bush's war, but Congress's, since he did go to Congress legitimately and got the votes to go there.
Well,
as you know, yeah. You read the Constitution that Congress has the authority to declare war.
Yes.
And I'd like to know how many people listening could quote even four of the first 10 amendments. So when I see the problem in this country, it's not government, but it's us, because we don't even know what the government's supposed to be.
You know, you bring up a very important point, Rick. We don't know our Constitution. We don't know our Bill of Rights. And that's why I said the other day again that when I was a police officer and finally read the Constitution for the first time that I'd sworn to twice, Rick, when I was a Vietnam War era vet, and swore to the Constitution there and to protect it. And I didn't know what it was at that time, Rick. And when I swore to it again as a police officer, I didn't know what it was and what was in it. And
I learned a lot from you, brother.
Yeah, when I read it.
From years past.
Yeah. Well, when I read it as a police officer, I was shocked, because what I found in there was I knew then that I was violating people's constitutionally protected rights, inalienable rights, and I didn't know it when I was violating them because I didn't know what they were, and the people didn't know when I was violating their rights, Rick. So it worked out real well. I could be given orders that were unconstitutional. I'd carry them out because neither the people nor me knew that I was violating their rights. So you bring up a good point.
Well, I talk to people every week at our public shooting range that was reopened by President Bush after being closed down by the previous administration. And I ask them all, what does the Fourth Amendment guarantee? And the answers I get are absolutely incredible. And these people are shooters, the people that should know the most about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they know absolutely nothing. So I say, if you've got a problem with this country, look in the mirror, brother, because it's you that doesn't know it. You expect government to follow it when you don't know it?
That is right. That is right, Rick.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Problem. We are the problem, Rick. Thanks for bringing it to our attention again. Yes, absolutely true. Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some good news from Joyce and Dave.
Oh.
Joyce is out on a tour, you know, doing screenings of Beyond Treason.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And when she's on the West Coast, she got held up for a longer period because some movie stars who are, well, one particular movie star who hasn't been divulged yet.
Uh-huh.
Has her up in his house somewhere giving presentations to all the actors and actresses in the area.
Well, fantastic. Boy, that's exciting to know, Bruce. Yes, we're finding that the left of the political spectrum, because of the oppression that's coming across America, Bruce, and the loss of our freedoms, the left is beginning to merge together with the right and at least standing up somewhat and speaking out about these abuses of our freedoms in this country. So I'm happy to hear that Captain Joyce Riley is being well-received over there in Hollyweird.
Yeah. Hollyweird. That's good because there's money, influence, and whenever an actor or an actress gets a hold of something, some strong issue, some issue, they've got a lot of strength and money and prestige behind them. But, of course, Hollywood is pretty much controlled, so they usually lose their jobs.
Yeah.
But even then, if it's a strong enough issue, they've got enough money to keep themselves going without being actors or actresses, so they don't usually worry about it. I think Ed Asner was pretty strong in that area. By the way, there's a movement amongst the churches to get rid of people, or to influence people to get rid of their firearms.
Oh, there is, huh?
Yeah, and I've written, in other words, the pacifist idea, and Jesus was a pacifist, supposedly, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have an article about that on my website where I present the scriptures, you know, that they present as Jesus supposedly being pacifist, yeah, as well as the ones that show that Jesus was definitely not a pacifist. I have it on the website.
Well, where is that website, Bruce? How do we get to it?
Oh, it's PsyCouncil.com. I'll spell it. P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, CounSel, one word, PsyCouncil.com.
Okay.
PSI as in India. And
B-S-I.
Yeah, PsyCounSel.com.
PsyCouncil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
PSICouncil.com. Okay, I just got it written down here.
Oh, good.
Check that out, Bruce. Thank you.
All right.
For bringing that to our attention. We'll check it out.
All right, good.
Okay, brother, thanks for being there and standing up. I sure appreciate you, and thank you on behalf of my 9 grandchildren, too, for being there and standing up and being counted, Bruce, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Lord bless you, brother. All right, good. Okay, yeah, I'm going to look that up, PSICouncil.com, and we'll see what he's got there. Praise the Lord for people like Bruce and Rick and Rich. Okay, who's on the line there? Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Doing fine on this end, brother. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, did you get an email I sent you about the AFL-CIO listing of corporate executive pay?
I'm sure we've got it here, but we're getting about 230 a day.
Okay.
So I don't get to see all of them, but I'm sure we have it here.
Well, anyway, a lot of people on shortwave are parroting this allegation that there's a conspiracy of Bush and the even more super elite to have their agents infiltrate black gangs or white groups like in Toledo, Ohio, to get them to want separatism and such. And I just don't think that, you should invite like a representative of that white group in Toledo. Do you know what I'm talking about that happened this weekend, that riot?
Oh, the KKK group?
Yeah, or whatever they're called, and ask them yourself, you know, and have us callers ask them and see what kind of harassment they were going through from blacks, gangs, and...
Yeah, very interesting.
Can I hold over through the break?
Okay, yeah, hang on there, Jeff. We'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and it looks like we're almost out of having fun tonight. Show's almost over, so we'll be back after these important messages. Take care, and... stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to Jeff in New Mexico again. Welcome back, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I think we should be friends with blacks and Latinos, like in the union, your jobs and everything.
Yeah.
But not if they're always trying to get the white girls like O.J. Simpson or Tiger Woods or Clarence Thomas. You know, and a while back, that rock star Mick Jagger, I guess he was caught. He was calling a 17-year-old Swedish model, and he's about 60, But, you know, maybe he's doing a good thing. He'll steer her to another white male instead of another Swedish model going for a black man, you know.
Yeah, well, I understand, Jeff. And we've done a program or two on that, what's happened to the black race since the infiltration of the black race in America years ago. The early 1900s, the plan was to work with the blacks to intermarry with the whites. And that's been going on and been very successful. And I was fortunate to live twice in my life with black folks in Washington, D.C., black families, and in Phoenix, Arizona, South Phoenix. And I can't tell you the black families that I knew personally in my neighborhood that had great anguish over their daughters marrying white guys or their, you know, their sons marrying white women and everything.
Uh-huh.
God set up the races. And the races, most of the people are smart enough to know that there was a reason God set up the races. And of course, everything in the Holy Bible that God did, if you notice, Jeff, we go in and screw it up. You know, we change it and we switch it around. And so, you know, I see the faces of black families that when their daughter walks in with a white man, you know, that they do the same as when a white family, when their daughter walks in with a black man, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, like...
in their hearts, they know that it's supposed to be black with black and white with white, you know? But there's people behind the scenes that are have been trying to change that for years and years and years and been very successful.
It seems like white people, though, like with Louis Farrakhan wants black separatism and has a march or something, we don't go out and start tipping cars over and rioting and stuff. That's the difference, you know.
Yeah, well, I understand where you're coming from, Jeff.
I heard a little on the radio, but you ought to get some of them people on your show instead of just saying it's conspiracy by Bush and them to divide blacks and whites.
Yeah.
Get those people on and really see where they got their views.
Well, thanks for your input, Jeff. I appreciate it, but you take care, all right? Okay, bye-bye now. Yeah, it's, you know, the reason we haven't had the KKK and the neo-Nazi groups on here, folks, is we are pretty much convinced at this time that they get their funding from the CIA and the hate groups out there, the hate groups. And I know I won't mention the hate groups because you know who they are, the ones that hate Christ and hate America, and they're very powerful in this country today. Well, there's been many, many incidences where we've had people come to us and tell us, both in law enforcement, in the military, and in the private sector, that these organizations are actually funded by the CIA and other organizations to cause the hate, to keep the hatred going, because the hate groups benefit from that. They get money because of these things like we saw the other day where everybody was raising their right hand and saying they're not making their Nazi salutes. There's people make big money off that, and it's not the KKK that makes the money, but those that are trying to keep our nation divided. Well, Lord bless all of you out there. Thank you for being with us tonight. Look forward to being with you tomorrow night. Have a great evening and a day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening. Lord bless you. Have a great night. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.